And welcome to another edition of 50 Days of Dragon Con, the podcast that, I don't know, we're doing lots of things. And joining me, as always, is Lee. How you doing, Lee? Everyone hear me? No, Lee's on mute.
I hear you.
Ah, Lee. All right, we're going to have to go to take two, apparently. She is...
There's one set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is really geek.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of 50 Days of Podcast, the podcast that knows no mute button. And joining me, as always, is the lovely and never, and surprisingly never quiet, but yet may have been the previous recording. Lee, how you doing?
Hush up. It's sometimes hard to do this thing that we do with the podcasting and the buttons, and there's lots of buttons, and it's fun.
I must say, you're sounding a lot better.
I am finally. Oh my God. Yes, I think I've gotten the early con crud, whatever it was, out of the way. Please, God, don't let me get it again. Yeah, I have a lovely, lovely cough. There's a summer cold going around Atlanta, and it's just miserable. But no, it's been, it was a good day. Today, the day we're actually recording this was a deadline for directors. I got my stuff in. I'm very proud of myself. So,
and Eddie McClintock still is not the Grand Marshal of the parade.
Eddie McClintock is still not the Grand Marshal of the parade because I'm a doofus. But you know, Eddie McClintock is still coming. And he is going to be doing masquerade. So I was 50%. Does that count?
Well, I mean, it's...
I don't know. Look, dudes. It's early. Who the heck knows what might happen? We got, like, how many days, John? How many days till?
We're at 38 days as this one
really?
Gets posted. Yes,
just 38?
This will be day 12. Recording. Okay. So about 38 right. days out from DragonCon.
You know, who knows? I mean,
and I'm pretty sure that nobody wants to hear me talk about any more dates or times at this point. So
no, probably not. But
after yesterday's podcast,
we could totally figure out. You know, we could do a totally different con because you know everybody gets a job. All these working actors, and everything changes. But it's not gonna. I mean, don't get too worried about that. But you know, it could happen. But you know, what I think is really amazing is just the great guests we have, the great tracks we have. There's always something for everyone. And
there's a lot of diversity in our, wow. In
okay,
our,
that is not going to work. There are a lot of different fandoms with a lot of different people who love them. Stop. Just don't even go there with me, hon. Just don't. Just stop. I'll get us there. There are a lot of different fandoms. There are a lot of different people who love those fandoms. There are a lot of people who love many different things in those fandoms. So, you know, that kind of difference of opinion, that kind of je ne sais quoi of fandom is always great.
I don't know that we're making it any better.
Great? I'm trying. Hush up. I'm at least trying. You did not. But I think what's really amazing is how diverse we at DragonCon are really, really working to be. I am trying, John. Hush. Isn't it funny? Stop. But I want to introduce Jarvis, who has a new track. Jarvis, hi. This is Lee and John, and we told you it was going to be a bad segue to get there. We're sorry. Tell us about your track. What's the name, and what is your, you know, your plan, and what are you doing? What's your mission? What's your mission for DragonCon?
Okay. The diversity track is titled Diversity in Speculative Fiction and Literature.
Woohoo!
Wow.
Yeah,
that's a long title, dude.
Big cool name.
It's a cool name, but that's a long title. I'm sure that the little code for you in the project, the Pocket Program, and the app will be like DIV. What do you think?
I think DIV or DSFL.
DSFL or, yeah, that could work. That could work.
In the different databases.
There you go. That'll work. DSFL is what you are in the database. Yeah, that's what it is. In. You got it.
Yeah, but, you know, diversity just means different. And make sure that in this track, we want to make sure that all the different factions and different individuals are represented and represented well in Dragon Con.
So the mission here is exploring the various whether it be ethnicities or differences of opinion or lifestyles or anything like that inside of what we all call geek culture, correct?
Yeah, we're looking at race, ethnicity, gender, social economic status, nationality, citizenship, religion, sexual orientation, ability, and even age.
Wow.
There we go. That is a heck of a lot, dude. That's a lot of demographics to list all at once. Good job. Good job on that. So how did this track come about? I mean, this is a new track this year. So what was kind of the impetus for it?
Okay. I've been a friend of Glenn Paris. He's a writer. Mm-hmm. And I met him through Black Science Fiction Society, which is a nonprofit organization that I founded like 10 years ago. And it had like 5,000 Black people from around the world that like science fiction. And so he knew Mr. Patrick Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Between having conversations with them and myself, they decided to move forward with this track, and I was lucky enough to be brought on to run it as the track director.
Awesome. And you had said you've been coming to Dragon Con for a good many years.
Mm-hmm. My first Dragon Con was, I think, 2008, and I was initially exposed to it through the parade.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Always good. That's always a good way to get there. Yeah. Okay, you're there.
Yeah, I made the.
See,
I made
it's
the,
not just
I made
me the, having problems. With
I made
beep.
The computer go beep.
Okay, but you had a question, John. I knew it.
Oh no! Well, I mean, so you actually volunteered to do this, right? Is that what you weren't one of the folks that they said that you happened to say, well, you know, this would be a good idea, and they said, okay, great. So now you're the director.
Yeah, you didn't run fast.
But you actually sought this out.
Oh yeah, I leapt at the opportunity because Dragon Con is like this humongous, immense cultural, you know, thing. And I'm like, if I can be part of that, that would be great.
Yeah. Well, it is really. I think one of the things I started noticing, I think I always noticed, but I really kind of worked to notice it a couple of years ago, was we've had more people of color coming to Dragon Con, which makes me very happy. I love, and especially more people of color that I've seen, especially in cosplay. And that's always been kind of neat to see. And I have a friend who does a lot of the cosplay and the cosplay photography. So that's been really good. And yeah, you might know Dwight and other people. So I think that it's really, Dragon Con wants to encourage this. It's not just, you know, it's not just for those, not to be stereotypical, but it's not just for the white guys in a basement.
Middle-aged white guys. Yeah.
It's not just for middle-aged white guys. We love everybody, and we do. And Dragon Con is, you know, the first rule is don't be a jerk and accept all. And if you can't do that, we're going to have a problem. So, yay! Just
and
FYI.
And it has worked out great.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's wonderful.
Ever since I heard about Dragon Con, that has been one of the things that has differentiated Dragon Con from other cons.
Really? Awesome. So what are some of the programming you're doing this year? So can you give it, I do not want you to list your whole schedule because you're probably still working on it just like everybody else. And as always, John, what's the caveat here?
All schedules and announcements of dates are tentative until after they've actually occurred.
There you go. So what are you looking at for some of the tracks you're doing and Because I think you're doing a lot of fandom discussions this year, right?
Oh, yes. We have Girl Gamers. We have programming for the disabled, older folks like myself.
Yeah, we're all right there. We're all right there. Don't worry.
Different. We're even delving into some game development, Steam, things of that nature, writing in terms of comic books, in addition to books, movies. I'm completely excited. And we're also going to have a party, a Wakanda party on Thursday.
Oh, cool.
That's awesome.
Completely stoked about.
Yes. You well should be. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Awesome. And there's going to be some programming not so much a program. We're going to have some cosplayers and float in the parade.
Oh, awesome. That's so cool. What's the float? I'm just curious. Or can you tell us? Is that like a secret?
Oh, it's going to be like a tribute to Black Panther, since that's been like the humongous thing over the year. Also, we're going to do some fun stuff. We're going to have like an art party where everyone group painting. We're going to have like a drawing party. And we're going to have a game night that includes yard games, big board games, and video games.
Okay, now wait. What do you mean yard games?
The huge checkers, the stuff like that. Big Connect Four, the oversized game.
Now, where are you doing this, though? That's kind of cool. So where are you doing that?
It's oddly enough, it's going to be in our track room, in the Emin room. We're just going to kind of reconfigure the room
that works
for the different events.
Again, where actually is your track, since we haven't actually talked about that? Where is your track room?
It's in the Hyatt in the Inman room on the first floor.
That's on the very bottom level, right? The basement?
Yes, at the bottom.
Yeah. So you'll be near the new room where the Kaleidoscope track is. We've already talked about that. The Inman room, I kind of remember the Inman room. It's kind of nice. I mean, you got some nice space. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it holds right around 150 people at a time, so I'm excited about that.
Woohoo! Woohoo! Awesome. And then, I really want to go, if I can, I'm going to try to find that and put it on my app so I can try to come and see the giant chess game, because that would be awesome. So, yeah. And, I'm so glad that Black Panther, there are two movies that I swore I was not only going to see on opening weekend, but I was going to make sure my money went down, because that was important to me. One of them was Wonder Woman and Black Panther, because I was like, no, we're done with this. This group can't open a movie. This group can't do this and that. And I'm like, here you go. Here's my money proving you wrong.
Both movies.
Both of them were so good. So much fun. And Suri is an actual Disney princess. Everybody, I love that. Yeah. She's so awesome. That's like the baby sister everybody wants.
Exactly.
But doesn't always get. That's at least. And I can say that because my sister doesn't listen to this podcast. So there we go. I love her, but it's okay. So yeah. So John, turn for a question. Sorry, I'm about to cough, so I'm going to mute myself.
So tell us a little bit about, in the years that you've been going to Dragon Con, what were some of the things that you were doing? What was it that brought you to Dragon Con other than, just awesome? And then, when you, through the years, what has actually been your area of geekdom, if you will?
Let's see. I think primarily, I actually kind of stumbled upon it by accident. I was in Atlanta visiting family, and I was at the I think it's the Auburn Avenue Library downtown, and someone came in and they were talking about this Dragon Con thing, and I'd heard the name, but it really didn't click. And so they were just talking about it. Oh, it's this great thing. So I'm like, okay, let's kind of check it out. And so I ended up going to the parade, and that was so amazing that I gotta check this out. So I pretty much came back I think I've attended four since then.
That is really cool. And yeah.
Just the atmosphere of geekdom, where you have people cosplaying as all these different characters that you're familiar with from comic books, from movies, from video games. That's been one of the highlights for me, the cosplay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Being able to attend a few of the panels and things, those are great too. I think my favorite is the eye candy, the cosplay.
Well, it's amazing with the cosplay too. I mean, I saw some last year from like the early pictures of Black Panther and people doing both the old school costumes from the comic book and others. That cosplay is amazing. How detailed it is, how much time and effort people put into it. Every time I'm just like, wow, I'm just absolutely stunned.
I agree. There was one person I was talking to the previous weekend. She's been working on her costume for about 4 months.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. People do this. It's amazing.
Serious business.
Well, and John, you know, it's not too late to start your costume now. I'm just saying.
I'll get right on it. No. I'm working on it as we speak.
Okay. I'm very proud of you. I can kind of hear that. I can hear it in the background. That's what I thought I could hear. Yeah, could hear that sewing machine and the darning.
That's exactly what's going. Yes, I am saying darn a lot. Yes.
Well, I said darning.
That's the act of saying darn, isn't it?
Oh, is that the act?
That's the extent
of your cosplay. You got it. So yeah, I mean, I love the cosplay. I think it's just kind of amazing. I think, you know, as you said, it's not just what Dragon Con is. As you said, you know, the panels have been fun. There's been a lot of push to find panels that people, you know, new guests are coming. You know, we are trying to always continue and say, hey, let's add some people. I mean, I've got first-time guests for Dragon Con for both Paranormal and X-Tract this year. And, you know, in a couple of years, we'll start, like, looking and going, ooh, not even a couple of years. Heck, why am I saying a couple? Next year, they'll be starting to talk to you and be like, all right, so what kind of guest panels? What can we do with that? Da-da-da-da-da. So I think that'll be great, too.
Do you have any actual media guests at this point, or are you sharing guests with anyone? Or
our primary guest is the author and writer, Stephen Barnes.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, what does he do? What's his big one?
I think he's written for Outer Limits, Baywatch.
Oh, and awesome.
I think he's even done some Star Trek, if my memory serves me correct.
Wow. Yeah, he hit the gimmick. He did Baywatch.
He did Baywatch and Star Trek, man. He has
ranked.
People,
there you go. Nothing wrong with that, man.
And people need to make a living. Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. We're all jobbing people. It just depends on what job you're doing. Nothing wrong with that. So I think that's great.
Oh, they did tell you, by the way, this doesn't pay, right, Jarvis? Or you weren't expecting a paycheck, were you?
No. But just being, like I said, being a part of this thing is it just blows my mind, because I plan on being there anyway. So I'm
there you go.
Oh, Jarvis, that's the attitude of a virgin director. That's kind of awesome. You enjoy that. You enjoy that for your first year, and you know, come Monday, you and I will chat at Dead Dog and see how you're feeling. Sorry, says the old lady who's been doing this 20 plus years. No, I know. I love it too. If I didn't love it, we wouldn't do it. I mean, as John said, we ain't getting paid for this. But no, I love it. And I'm just really glad, because I think this is something we need. And I'm really glad that we've got somebody who's really dedicated to do it. So that's good. So I do want to ask, is there a guest? Okay, so as you know, as a track director, or if you don't know this, though, you will
be about to learn.
You're about to learn. So sorry. So sorry to break your heart early. You know, you might not be able to go and see those guests that maybe you like. There's one really big guest or somebody you want to see. If you can go and see whoever you want to see, who is there somebody on our guest list now that you're like, yes, that one right there?
Oh, there's so many of them. But I think the one that I would pick at this moment would be Mike Coulter.
Oh, yeah. Luke Cage.
He's with Luke Cage, and he also was the starred actor in one of the Halo films.
Oh, really?
I've been following him for a while. And so I definitely would like to see him.
Well, he wasn't as likable a character as Luke Cage's, but I just watched Girl Trip. Finally. Sorry, guys. I don't watch it until it comes on Hulu or Netflix. Sorry. I spend my money on sci-fi movies. I only watch the other movies when they come out on Netflix and sci-fi. I didn't realize that he was in Girl. I was like, oh, Luke Cage is on it. And I'm like, oh, Luke Cage is not a nice man in this movie. We don't like Luke in this movie. So, yeah, he was really great. And the problem is he has that great, charming smile. And he's so adorable. And you're just like, you're not a good person in this movie, but you're still just so cute. Look at you smiling. You're just so adorable. So, sorry, that's just me because, you know, he can get me with that. I'm like, good. But no, that's good. He has been in a lot of stuff. And you're like, oh, wow. So he is deserving. I think I looked at his IMDb the other day. I think he's been working in Hollywood like 10, 15 years. That he's gotten this starring role in Luke Cage is seriously well-deserved. Seriously well-deserved. Mm-hmm. He's been amazing.
Mm-hmm. All right. I think one of his first was ER around 2001.
Oh, wow. There you go. That's a long time, people.
2004. Yeah. Yeah, he's been in it for quite a few years.
Quite a few years. Yeah, you're like 10, 15, 20 years. That's really amazing. And it's really great to see that. And and Chad Bosman, Black Panther from Atlanta. He wants to just drop into Atlanta, you know, in Dragon Con, which is, you know, hometown. Just letting him know it's open.
Sure. In the event that he doesn't have anything to do Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, and he listens to this podcast. We're just letting him know.
No, I'm positive that both those things are happening.
Yeah.
Right as we speak. I am sure Regina and Rachel and everybody else would figure out a way if he wanted to just show up.
You think?
I am sure. I think. Just me thinking that. But yeah. So,
no, they go, nope, sorry, we're at a guest cap.
We're full. Yeah, I don't think that would happen. But no, that would be, yeah. So just saying, Chad, coming, visiting somebody in town. Just FYI. So yeah. Now you were also talking about a drawing and doing art. I was a little curious. What is that? How are you going to do art together? What is that going to mean?
You're talking about the art party?
Yeah. You said the art party. Yeah.
It's something just activity, at night. I think it's at 10 to let off some steam and everyone's going to do a group, painting of, speculative fiction, pieces of artwork.
Okay. Yes. Wait. Speculative fiction?
Yeah, okay, that's the new sexy term for sci-fi and all kind of fantasy stuff that I just learned recently.
Well, I was about to say, is speculative fiction mean fan fiction or speculative fiction means sci-fi fiction?
Actually, it's an umbrella for all of it.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow. Oh, boy, you're brave. You're a brave, brave man. You're brave. Awesome. I would love to see some of that. If I could get there to see some of that fan art, but that's like 10 o'clock at night. I'm already in bed. I'm an old person. I'm old. I'm really old, Jarvis. I'm old and I'm tired. John shall be in his little bed dreaming of. No, John will be still awake, probably playing werewolf with his friends, but.
Maybe not.
Maybe.
Right. You know. As I start to meander my way towards 50, the werewolf starts to that moon rises a lot sooner.
Yeah, it surely does. Okay, all right, John. I've asked all my questions, but we need to ask where are all his places to find out about his lovely, lovely new truck.
Yes. So if people want to find out more information about the diversity track and to find, you know, to kind of keep tabs going up to DragonCon, of course, there's always a DragonCon app. Be sure to check that out and keep it up to date. But if people want to get more info or get in touch with you or your crew, how do they do that?
Okay. Just basic information is on the fan tracks. A section of the Dragon Con site.
Mm-hmm.
More detailed information is found on the Diversity in Speculative Fiction Facebook group. Mm-hmm. And the email that I can be contacted at is diversitytrack@dragoncon.org.
Cool. And I almost said Google search on Facebook.
Google search on Facebook. That's still my favorite. Search on Facebook. Google search on Facebook. Yep.
Yeah. If you do a search on Facebook for diversity in speculative fiction and literature, you'll find it. Or you can also try DragonCon. Diversity.
DragonCon plus diversity probably, also pops it right the heck up.
Probably get it to
come that's
up,
how I got it. Did it.
Yeah, there you go.
And then I joined it. So yay.
All right. Good deal.
Yeah. Well, you and I were already friends. I have no idea why I hadn't already joined it, but I've really just worked. Real life has made my Facebook time, unfortunately, a lot smaller. So yeah.
Believe me, I understand.
I'm sure you do, sir. I'm sure you do. Okay. So, I think, John, you should be really nice to Jarvis and not make him play the game.
No, we're going to play the game. But I want to make sure we get back to the Wakanda Forever, because it came up last night when I was on yesterday's podcast, when I was reading out a lot of dates and times for lots of things. The Wakanda Forever is on Thursday night at 9, but I can't seem to find the exact location of it.
It's in the embassy... something or other.
Okay, first of all, it is probably in one of the embassy ballrooms, which, if I am correct, embassy is in the Hyatt.
Imperial Ballroom.
Oh, the Imperial Ballroom is in the Marriott.
That's it. The Imperial Ballroom.
Okay, but let me just say this. Subject to change. Check the app.
Yes.
Please go. Go. Because I'm going to be over. I think we are going to be for our party on Thursday night. We start at 8:30-ish. And we're going to be over at the Sheraton. So you could come and check us out at the Sheraton. Okay. And then nicely walk yourself to the Marriott and check them out. You can do a lot of earlier parties and then those late night parties and then those raves that my son will be there with you with glow sticks at 3 a.m. in the morning. So
It is important to remind everyone, though, unless I'm mistaken, you still you need to have your badge by then, though.
Yes, you do really need to have your badge. But if I'm correct, I think badge registration, John, I'll check it in just a second. I think they're open until at least like 6 or 7 that night and possibly even later. Let me go check right now.
I was about ready to say, I think they moved. They didn't move registration, for the record, as far as I know.
No, registration is still in Sheraton. No. Don't you dare confuse them.
I know that I seem to recall last year there was a table that was set up. Maybe that probably wasn't for that. It was probably for something else.
Something else. But I'm gonna go check while you tell him about the terrible games you're gonna make us play.
All right. So as we've been doing this season on 50 Days of Dragon Con, I've collected various trivia games throughout my career. Some of them are themed, like Marvel Family Feud, Star Wars Family Feud, Harry Potter. Trivial Pursuit, just looking at some of the boxes that are here. We've played a couple of them. This one is actually just going to be a generic movie quiz. And as I found them, usually they're like on clearance or they're at TJ Maxx or Ross or Tuesday Morning, or dollar stores or whatever.
And Jarvis, not only are they at those stores, but they're in like the clearance bin.
Because these things are horrible. Oh, yeah. Their questions are really terrible. In fact, here, let me just, for this example, and I don't believe they're proofread or anything, but or what is Rosebud in Citizen Kane? So you would say, Lee, what was
sled. It's a sled.
Yeah, except for the answer on here says a sledge.
What?
A sledge.
I don't think it's a sledge.
I don't think it's a sledge either. Sledge, so you got that question wrong. It's actually, not just.
Oh my God!
According to this, yeah, I'm dying. So that's my point. These are either really easy or they're really horrible. One or the other. There's no playtesting involved here. So we will start with you,
okay,
Jarvis.
Wait. Oh wait, yes. Hold on. So badge hours for registration before we go into the playing, and we'll say this again, but I just found it because I couldn't find it exactly where it was, so I put in the search registration. and the little Dragon Con Google thing up at the top that John talks about, like in Facebook. And it is registration hours are Thursday from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Okay,
so
good.
So you have time to go get your badge, except if you're trying to do that rave in the middle of the night. But otherwise, you got time to go get your badge. So go get your badge and then come to Jarvis's party and my party and any other parties that are going on either early-ish or very late on Thursday night, Friday morning.
And while we're at it, the Spectrum party, because I wasn't sure last night I was reading off a post from 2016. That's right. But the Spectrum party actually is still going on, because I couldn't at the time. I was panicking, couldn't find it. But it is going on again this year. I thought so. It's a Saturday night. They've moved back to Saturday night, and it's from 10 till 2 a.m. In the Hilton.
Planned in the Hilton.
Planned to be in the Hilton. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And do you want to remind everybody what the Spectrum party is?
Oh yeah, it's. Happy to join Dragon Con's only LGBTQ, but it's GLDLBTQ.
Yeah, we're good. Yeah, you're good.
On both, it says two different things on this thing. Dance party held at Atlanta Hilton, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, but it's not just for the LGBTQ. Excuse me. It's not that I'm exasperated about the number of letters. It's just. It's a lot to try and get out. It's not just for them. It's also for allies as well. So yes. Everyone is welcome. And when we're talking about diversity, again, this is one of those communities that we talk about when we talk about diversity. So
there you go. Woohoo!
All right. So Jarvis, we will start with you. And the first question, randomly picked out of here, is which movie is the quote, "Show me the money" from?
God.
Oh wow, I'm trying to remember that name. Oh, I got it.
I may have to pass.
Okay, that was Jerry Maguire. Jerry Maguire.
Uh-huh. Yes. I it took me a second, and then I kept saying Moneyball, and it's like it's not Moneyball. It's not Moneyball. It's not Moneyball. But yeah, Jerry Maguire finally came out. Yep.
Who, okay, so that's, this is for you, Lee. Who wrote Brighton Rock?
Brighton Rock? Is that a song or a movie?
It would probably be a movie since it's the movie quiz. I have never heard of it, but it's just a question that's
Brighton
in here.
Brighton Rock, I'm going to say, was written by, George Orwell. I have no idea. Never heard of Brighton Rock. So
everybody knows it's written by Graham Greene. Everybody.
Oh, I'm so.
And everybody knows who Graham Greene is.
He's a great Canadian, but no, I didn't know that was by him. Though awesome. So yay! Yay! Jarvis and I are tied.
Yes.
Woo-hoo! All right, this one's for you, Jarvis. The second of our five questions. Which actor plays Marty McFly in the Back to the Future series of movies?
I think I went completely blank.
It's what happens.
He was in Family Ties.
It doesn't help to tell the other things. He knows who it is. He just can't pull the name for some reason.
He has Parkinson's, and he's done a lot of work for Parkinson's.
Michael J. Fox.
There you go, there Michael you J. Go. Fox. All right, that's one for Jarvis.
Thanks for the clues.
You're welcome.
What was the name of the character of... What was the name of Robert De Niro's character in Taxi Driver? Lee? What was the name of Robert De Niro's character in Taxi Driver?
Butch.
No. Do you happen to know by any chance, Jarvis?
Martin, no.
I got Kevin, Dino, Gordon, Iona, Victoria, Dane, Hawking, Cecil, Tom. I'm sorry, I was looking at the Dragon Con guest. Sorry, I have no idea. Sorry.
Travis Bickle.
Oh, okay. And actually should have known that. But I'll just be very honest. It has been so, that's not a fun movie to watch. So it's been a really long time since I watched that. So, okay.
I think I was four when that movie came out.
That sounds about right. Yeah. About somewhere in that area. Yeah. I remember I didn't see it with my parents. How's that go? Yeah.
All right, Jarvis. What were the first names of the two Blues Brothers? What were the first names of the two Blues Brothers?
There is no way I can sneak this one to you, man. I'm sitting here trying to figure out a way. I can't. There's a street in Atlanta, but you're not from Atlanta, so that wouldn't help.
Ann and John or something?
No. It's Jake and Elwood. Jake and Elwood. Yeah. All right, Lee, how many Oscars did The Godfather from 1972 win?
How many? Six.
No, incorrect. Three.
Oh, okay. Pulled it out of my tush. Had no idea.
All right.
Yay! Jarvis is still winning on
last,
this one. This
last question.
Sucks.
Last question.
I just like this one, by the way. FYI.
Who directed the movies Jaws, Schindler's List, and Jurassic Park?
Really?
Who directed the movies Jaws, Schindler's List, and Jurassic Park?
Spielberg.
There you go. And I want to just say, I have two phones, and I have another phone in my hand, but I am not looking up any of these answers. I am playing by the rules, John, just FYI.
All right, so this is the last question, so I'll give you a choice. Do you want an E.T. question or a Grease question?
Oh, wow, E.T. Let me go with E.T. Because okay. Jarvis is going to win.
Jarvis wins anyway. You can't win. So
right, I can only get one. So E.T. might help me.
What is the name of the character played by Drew Barrymore in E.T.?
Oh, wait. Oh, God. What is her name? Okay, hold on. Because they have to shut her up and they say, oh, God, what is her? Oh, wow. I can see her. We can all see her. Well, yeah, and she had those cute little pigtails. And then they were, I can't remember.
Gertie.
I knew it was kind of this weird little nickname. Yeah.
Do you want to know what the other question was?
Yes, please.
Who played Sandy in the film Grease? That was the easier of the two.
Oh, that was the easier one. I'm sorry. Olivia Newton-John. So I get half a point because I would have known that one. All right. I'll go with that.
All right. Half a point. Okay, sure. Cool. All right. So,
I'm really happy with that.
Jarvis, while I tally up the points, as long as that takes.
That's tough. Yeah, go for that one.
Let everybody know again where they can find you on the interwebs and where your room is, your track room is at DragonCon.
If you're just trying to find information about me, you can find me on Facebook just under my name, Jarvis Sheffield.
Well, I didn't mean that. I actually meant the track, but okay. But now everyone will start stalking
you. Really good Facebook.
You know, whatever.
Nice Facebook, by the way. Just FYI.
Thank you. Well,
for all the seven people that are listening to this, Jarvis has a great Facebook, dude. I am his friend on Facebook.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
A link on DragonCon under the fan tracks for Diversity and Speculative Fiction, and there is a Facebook group, Diversity and Speculative Fiction and Literature, and the email where I can be contacted is diversitytrack@dragoncon.org.
All right, and your track room again, where's that at?
It's in the Hyatt on the bottom level in the Inman room.
All right. Mm-hmm. Cool. Now, let me see. I got the totals here.
You got the totals? Yeah. Good.
With Lee with a half a point and Jarvis with 2 points. So yay! Congratulations, Jarvis. You won.
Congrats, Jarvis. Yay.
There's a big
Jarvis
no prize coming your way.
Because boy, oh boy, that really was terrible, John.
Yes. Well, that again, look. This one was, it says $4, but I doubt I paid $4 for it on the bottom of the box.
I'm telling you, man, you found every one of these in the bottom of the box. I know you.
So, until next time, for Jarvis and Lee, this is John saying peace.
Yay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 833-210-TUG. Or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter @TheUniqueGeek. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Share Alike non-commercial license.